T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. Bobby joining us now. LSU, Bobby, getting it put on them, getting spanked. 22-7 at the hands of Oral Roberts. 22-7. It's a football score, practically.
Yeah, I was about to say, did Oral Roberts go for two? 21-7 is something you'd expect, I guess, halftime score for football. And when I heard it was up to 22, I said, oh, it sounds like they went for two. But baseball, you play a number of games and, they have an opportunity to still win the series. But you never like getting embarrassed, particularly, you look at Oral Roberts, a 2-16, coming in, and you would think Jaden Hill, a guy they're counting on, and, boy, talking about getting off to a great start, he was 2-0, but his ERA was 0.00 in 10 innings pitch. He hadn't walked anyone, and then he had 9 strikeouts. Christian, he didn't even last an inning, right?
One-third of an inning.
Well, no, that is embarrassing. I don't know any way you cut it. But, the one thing, we're all talking about all the number of home runs they were hitting. And, Coach Mannarri appreciates, whenever you're hitting home runs. But I thought it was interesting when he made the quote, if you look at home runs per game, he said, I don't think we're leading in the country because you look at number of games. And he goes, well, that's not important to us, to be home run kings. I'm just happy to score runs, he said. Now, runs per game, he goes, that's what matters to me. And in that category, you look at LSU coming into the game, it's Oral Roberts. They were 15 nationally, averaging basically 9.5 runs a game. So usually you should be able to win. That's not winning baseball, even if they would have had a great comeback. And, in past years when they had guerrilla ball, you'd see games like 15-14 or 12-10 or something. You're just not going to win consistently. So I'm kind of shocked because you would think that would have been enough runs scored. But for them to give up 22, I know Paul has to think that's unacceptable. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with getting humbled right now. And obviously, it brings you back down to earth before you start SEC play.
Yeah, it's just sloppy. They just played a sloppy game all the way around. I mean, the errors, there's 8 free passes last I checked. Now, look, you got to tip your cap to Oral Roberts, too. You pound out 18 hits against that pitching staff. You're doing something right. And they were aggressive early on with Jaden Hill in the count. They didn't let him get ahead and throw his wipeout slider. So hats off to Oral Roberts.
And, when you think of Oral Roberts, they traditionally, when I was growing up, I don't know if it was 30 years ago or whatever, but Oral Roberts baseball, a number of years you'd see them ranked. They were right up there with Oklahoma State as far as playing quality baseball. But I don't know. They're not even ranked, like I said. And fellowship would be the 8th team in the nation. That's embarrassing. But, again, it's a lot of baseball games. It's not as significant when you're playing once a week like you do in football. But they got humbled, so it'll be interesting to see how they're going to bounce back tomorrow and Sunday.
Bobby, they've consistently, I'm talking about Oral Roberts, until last year when the season was cut short, they had made the NCAA baseball tournament like 6 years in a row. So,
program. Yeah, very similar, like when you talk about Rice, like the Rice Owls, okay? You never talk about Rice football or basketball. Well, with Oral Roberts, it's one of those programs that they've always put a good product out there and had some quality players.
Bobby, JT Gray brought back to the team yesterday. They also cut Thomas Morstead, the leg, forever will be known for the ambush onside kick in the Super Bowl and what he's meant to this community and also for this team. What a weapon he turned out to be, and a nice career with the Saints.
Well, you know, you can't last forever. And, you know, you kind of, you know, you think, oh, Thomas Morstead and Drew Brees. Now, Malcolm Jenkins still the only one probably, I think, in the future that's part of that Super Bowl team. That he left, won a Super Bowl with the Eagles, and then he came back. But you can't last forever, and it's hard to give it up. Morstead, I mean, I know he's probably taking the approach. Maybe he wishes the Saints would have talked to him, maybe restructured his deal like they did with Will Lutz. When you look at Thomas Morstead, there's not 32 punters better than him. You just have to be willing to move. Christian, I told you, it's like a military brat. You know, you go from base to base, and he wants to make his home here. And, he loves New Orleans. This is where his kids were born. He has four kids, and he wants to raise them here. But you have to be willing to move, and he still thinks that he can bounce back and you know, be the Thomas Morstead and maybe catch a, you know, flash in the pan. If you look at this past season, he averaged, what, 43.1 punts yards per punt. That was the lowest outing in his career. But like you said, the journey's not over. I mean, and I would never count Thomas Morstead out because of his work ethic. If you look at him, not only earning a Pro Bowl, I remember Brian Hansen, who punted with Martin Anderson when I was playing. You know, as a rookie, he made the Pro Bowl. And then you look at Thomas Morstead, I want to say he also made, like, second-team All-Pro. His highlight year was 2012 when he averaged a career-best 50.1 yards per punt. And since that season, Thomas Morstead has made three subsequent Pro Football Focus All-Pro teams, and his latest honor came back in 2018. So if you look at it from 2010 to through 2018, that's one thing we were never really worried about, like Thomas Morstead. We always can rely upon him. And, you know, he finished in the top 10 amongst NFL punters in yards per kick 8 times in 9 seasons. So you had that consistency. So that's what Saints fans expect, where the punter is not going to be a liability.
The Pelicans last night, Bobby, falling again, and Zion Williamson did not play. He's nursing a toe injury, as I was told by Mark Menard. And they just didn't want to risk it two out of three. They just wanted to give that toe a night off.
Well, they lost 103-93. And I said, well, I'd be ecstatic if we were holding opponents to, 100-105 because how prolific offensively we've been. But Jimmy Butler, he went off with 29 points. And, you'd rather him have a little bit of momentum going into All-Star weekend. And Zion looks like he's going to be a part of that. But, you know, you lose to the Bulls and then you lose to the Heat. And, you know, you got to take home court advantage. And I'd rather them be closer to 500. Now they're 15-21. So they're still going to have work to do. You just never know. When you don't think, I've said this before, you don't think the Pelicans are going to win, and they win. They beat the likes of the Milwaukee Bucks, and then they beat the Jazz. And then they'll lose. Listen, if you're really a playoff team, the Bulls. I thought that's the game that they responded a whole lot better. And then the Heat, they were in the NBA championship last year, but you'd expect at home maybe they should have been able to come away with a win at the Smoothie King Center.
Bobby, the NFL hit a milestone today. They hired the first black NFL female official, Maya Chaka. She's going to work on crews this year.
So has she probably has she's probably been associated with a conference in college or something. They're not just going to throw her out there.
No.
Who's the young lady from Mississippi who's
Sarah
outstanding?
Thomas.
Yeah, she got to do the Super Bowl. So yeah, you're going to see more of that. And it's all about their ability. You know, they don't care if you male, female, whatever. It's how efficient you are and how you grade out year in and game in and game out, and really year in and year out. If you're going to be an NFL official for a long time.
I spoke to an NFL official that you and I both know and that's worked with Maya and said she's legit. She's the real deal. She's going to do just fine.
Now, Christian, you know, when you look at the – because I remember when Zach Streif, he came on board and then, he's leaving the radio gig and all of a sudden he's going to be part of the Saints coaching staff as the assistant offensive line coach. And we thought maybe the moves would have came out a little earlier. but it just happened where I'm looking at Ronald Curry. You know, Coach Lombardi, Joe Lombardi, he left to go to the Chargers to be the offensive coordinator. Well, Ronald Curry, who coached the wide receivers, I'm going to say for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 seasons, somewhere around there. Now he's going to be a quarterback's coach. And I remembered him as, you know, he's a receiver. What he knows about quarterbacks. So he played, my understanding, if I can remember, I think he played quarterback for the Tar Heels at University of North Carolina, ended up being a wide receiver, I want to say, with the Raiders. So I know Coach Payton's not just going to put him in there to be the quarterback coach. Between him and Pete Carmichael and Sean Payton, they're going to be able to develop whoever is at the helm. And but I thought it was really interesting because we all respect Dan Rauscher, the offensive line coach the past several seasons. He's moving to be the tight end coach, and he's going to take Dan Campbell. I said, well, why would you, you know, mix up the or switch up the offensive line coach because we've been playing so well overall in the offensive line. But they really must think highly of Brendan Nugent. Promoted. He was the assistant offensive line coach where Zach's going to be in that position. But Brendan Nugent being in charge of the offensive line now, and I thought this made sense when I was talking to you earlier, in that I think they want Dan Rauscher maybe to develop the tight end position as far as run blocking. And maybe, you know, be a big part of that in the run game and to help the, whoever the quarterback might be in the future.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Bobby. I think that they're going to look to get to a little bit more of a ground attack. And Dan Rauscher, we know he knows how to teach run blocking. He's also going to be the run game coordinator. So it makes a ton of sense in a lot of ways.
Now, you know who has a lot of pressure on him, Chris, because I think he really turned the corner. And I always said, even when the defensive backs weren't playing well, it wasn't because of Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn, the players could relate to him. He had him pointed in the right direction, and now he's the D coordinator with the Detroit Lions, but there's a lot of pressure to be on Chris Richard. You know, he has the experience to do it, but, you know, in the past happy league that we're living in, that's going to be a lot on his plate to make sure that we build upon the season, our secondary, what we did last year.
I would agree, Bobby. I think he's going to be a big addition, and I got to run. I got JT Gray on the other line, Bobby, so have a good weekend.
All right, talk to you later, Christian. Okay, later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.